Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very important hearing on insurance reform involving autism. And this is coming up tomorrow at the state capitol. I want to welcome in State Senator Randy Richardville, Republican from Monroe. Hello, Randy. How are you?
Well, good afternoon, Jack. I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Just fine. Why is this session so important?
Well, we've been looking at this, the whole idea of autism and how do we handle the drastic increase in autistic children in the last 15, 20 years. Nobody seems to know what the cause is, and it's happening to such a fast degree that they're estimating one out of every 60 boys born in the United States will develop some form of autism. And so it's crippling families. It's, in some cases, adding, of course, a lot of stress. Our school systems don't know how to handle it, and yet there are potentially some treatments out there that are seen as experimental, and so they're not covered under insurance policies today. And so we're taking a look to see if they really are effective, how effective they are, what age groups might benefit, and how we might go about tackling the problem.
Randy, when I was in school about 100 years ago, I know that I had never heard the word autism. When you were in class, maybe you were a little more familiar with it than that, but now we're talking about one out of 60. That would be one child in every other classroom would be affected.
That's about right. And there are, you know, they call it autistic spectrum disorder because there are several levels. Some are, you know, things that you might see. I don't know if you ever used to watch, I think it's Boston Legal. Well, you were just listening to the music from Boston, so maybe you do watch Boston Legal.
I've seen Boston Legal a lot, yeah.
Well, but they have the one lawyer who has a form of autism. I think they call it, I can't remember how to pronounce it exactly. Mm-hmm. But we're starting to see a little bit more of it on television, starting to see a little bit more of it out in the media. But some cases are extremely severe and disruptive in the schools. And yet, what's really frustrating about this is that if you go visit U of M or Eastern Michigan, who all have schools that address autism, you know that there's potential to turn a young person's life around, and we're not taking advantage of that right now. That's the part that's really difficult.
We're not taking advantage of that because of financial reasons?
Yeah, that's part of it. But again, the insurance industry says, hey, look, we don't see that as a treatment that is really effective. It's kind of experimental. It's typically referred to as ABA, and it's a behavior modification program. Very intense and somewhat expensive. But I've watched videos of children. You see them when they're 2-3 years old. Early detection is extremely important. And if you find children at that age, you can get them into this behavioral treatment program, and it might be 5 days a week, 6 hours a day for 90 days, with maybe the weekends off. Plus, you're training the parents and others how to also apply some of the same techniques. And it seems, at least from the film that I looked at, to really have drastic results. Now, is that going to do the same for an 18-year-old child? I don't know. 15, I don't know. A 60-year-old man or woman, I don't know. So there are a lot of question marks regarding this treatment because it's not a prescription drug. And if it were a prescription drug, it would have to go through years of testing to the FDA anyway. So it's a different kind of treatment that the industry isn't real used to, and so it's taken a little time to warm up to it.
State Senator Randy Richardville, Republican from Monroe, our guest. We're talking about autism and the hearing coming up tomorrow, 1 p.m., at the Farnham Building on Allegan in Lansing. I guess I'm a little confused because when you talk about the cost of this and how this treatment is a little pricey, I understand that it could save taxpayers $14 billion.
Yeah, Dave Meter, who is the chief financial officer at DTE Energy, has become a pretty good friend of mine over the last few years. I serve on the Energy Committee, and he has an autistic child. And being a CFO, analytical kind of guy, he found a study at Harvard that says when you add up all the costs to society and to families, to the government, to you and me as taxpayers, that it's some millions of dollars per lifetime. The problem is that that money would be saved potentially in schools, with a Department of Community Health, sometimes with our hospitals. There are counseling centers. Our economy struggles because people can't work. You can't put some of these children in daycare or in school because they're too disruptive, and so the parent can't work. And there are very few daycare centers that will take some of these children. So you add all these costs up, and it's astronomical. The problem is the insurance companies aren't the one paying this cost, but yet they're the ones that are being asked now to foot the bill for the treatment. And so is that
right? Who should foot the bill?
Pardon me?
Who should foot the bill?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out through some of these hearings is where is it paid and how is it paid? Where is it effective? You know, I'm a somewhat conservative guy, so I want our taxpayer dollars to get a good return on investment.
Right.
And what we need to do is work out the math here to find out what is that right investment. Right.
If anyone is interested, they can come to the Farnham building tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, it's just kitty corner there from the Capitol.
123 West Allegan, that's 1 p.m. tomorrow. State Senator Randy Richardville, our guest, Republican from Monroe. Randy, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the interest.